Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to get this started the same way we get every episode started, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Ilda Barish and I have Ilda M Studios. I'm a fabric artist.
Okay.
And mixed media.
Okay. Explain what that mouthful of a term
that
is.
That all mouthful, that means that I do all the quilts that are in here. Okay. I do the Ruanas that are back there on that dummy.
Okay.
I do everything that's on that grid wall that's back there. So from little items starting at $5 to items at $500.
Okay.
So my past careers in McMurray was I had Cloud Nine Salon in Peterpont Mall for 17 and a half years.
Okay.
It's now been closed for 8 already.
Okay.
So I've gone back to my love of fabrics. I started sewing when I was 5 years old, and I'm now 75.
Yeah.
So, been sewing for a while.
Yeah.
And I do.
I was just going to say the same thing, Tanner. I would have never.
I have a 50-year-old son. So.
Yes, we're 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, way past that.
Wow. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's amazing what soap and water and genetics will do
there
for you.
There you go. So you've been in Fort McMurray for a very long time then.
38 years.
38 years. So.
It's home.
It's home for you, yeah, no doubt. You've seen so many changes.
Oh, yes. Before computers to now.
That's right, that's right.
I was the administrator for the Westbridge Keanu project for Syncrude when they brought in all of the computer programming and software training and whatever. I did that for 2.5 years.
So did you work for Syncrude or
no,
Keanu?
No, I worked for Keanu.
What were you doing at Keanu?
A contractor.
Mm-hmm.
As an instructor.
In the Bob Lamb Center?
Pardon me?
In Bob Lamb?
No, in Keanu itself.
Okay, okay. This is before you started your store.
Yes, and at that time, Keanu did not have its own computer classroom.
Okay.
I had my own.
Oh, cool.
And then it transitioned into Keanu when they had... when they finally were able to complete their program.
Yeah, cool.
So yeah, I've been around a while.
Yeah, no doubt. So let's talk about the mixed art that you do.
Mixed art from poured acrylics to carving to design to whatever to do with fabrics.
Yeah, neat. So with the quilts, because I was looking at some, that's your stuff.
That's one of mine. I love the red one.
That just like...
Yeah, I love color.
Yeah, so how... Because when I think most people think about quilting, they think about like your grandmother's quilt that has like the patches and stuff. That is the exact opposite of what
yes.
that is.
So
yeah. I know nothing about quilting. How do you even do that? What's it called? Like
okay, that one is actually strip quilting.
Okay.
Because the pieces that are in it are 2.5-inch wide strips.
Okay.
And then you patch them together with something else, which is the yellow that you've got in the strips there.
Right.
And you keep on going.
Right.
In between time, you can include different things so that it breaks up the visual.
Right, right.
The other ones, of course, are all the baby quilts and whatever, which are panels.
Right.
And then you've supplemented it with additional
yes.
to increase the sizes.
Right. Now, when I see something like that, that's a piece of art. Like, it looks beautiful. It has a pattern. It tells its own little story.
Yep.
Are you coming up with that? Are you drawing that out? Is like, how do you come up with
the pattern? I have what I call an artist's wall.
Okay.
It's actually a piece of flannel, the same kind as pajamas and whatever.
Okay.
That goes up. And you can put any piece of fabric on it and it sticks to it.
Right.
So you can move things around to create what you're looking for.
Okay. Okay.
So if the colors aren't traveling the way you'd like to, it's just you pull it off, move it somewhere else.
Right. And so that's like your blueprint, I guess.
It's my blueprint. And I am more visual with picking up pieces than I am on computer drawing them out.
So these patterns and
they come up,
they come up here.
I may be telling you one thing that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it looks completely different when I'm done.
Yeah. Cool.
I have right now that I've just finished, it's a Santa Claus that is going to, he's a hanging.
Okay.
He is literally a hanging.
Okay.
Now, this quilt that you were looking at, it has on the back of it, actually, it has what we call a muff, which used to... you put your hands in to keep your hands warm.
Oh, what a great idea.
And on the top, has a zippered pocket. So you can put your phone, your book, whatever it is you're hanging out in, you can keep it all together.
Very cool.
I started off with that one, actually. It was supposed to be a wheelchair for anyone who was wheelchair. So but it grew from there because that's too wide for a wheelchair now.
Right.
But for the wheelchairs, they have the pocket and whatever on the backside.
Yeah.
They also have strings on them that can tie around the chair that the person's sitting in.
Genius.
So it doesn't keep falling to the ground.
So how long does a project like that take?
That particular one took me 3 weeks.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because each row takes half an hour on the sewing machine.
Right.
Because I don't do free arm. I use all of the embellishment stitches on my machine.
Okay. What kind of sewing machine do you use?
I have an M7, which, it weighs 38 pounds and it's expensive.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about sewing machines, but my mom was a big sewer when I was a kid. And she has a Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her old Singer was, there wasn't much to it.
Yeah.
But then she got this one that had like a computer screen on it one day that helped. And that was like,
The old machine that I have, a machine that's 45 years old.
Yeah.
Not this one I just spoke of, but the previous one, which is a Bernina 930.
Right.
Which is an industrial machine, which does 3,500 stitches a minute.
Wow.
Now, most sewing machines at the beginning entry are doing about 250 to 300.
Right.
So this sucker goes like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, that's so cool. Well, listen, we got to take a quick little break. We're going to throw it to a commercial from Carrie, and we'll be right back. Carrie, let's hear what you got to say.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue, and come check out all the other local vendors.
All right, we're back. Thank you, Carrie, from Patchouli Rose. Appreciate your ongoing support. So you've been sewing from a very young age.
5.
How and who got you started on this path?
My mother. I am Portuguese.
Okay.
And in our Portuguese culture,
we
usually do anything from sewing to knitting to crochet to anything to do with your hands.
Right.
And I started then.
Oh, very cool. I love that.
And that has always been my R&R default.
That's right.
Regardless of what I was doing in other careers, that was where I would go home to to de-stress.
Yeah.
And since closing the shop, which has now been 8 years, that's what I've gone back to. I've confiscated my husband's double car garage, which is now my studio.
That's awesome. He doesn't mind.
No, all it had was cars in it. What the heck?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They can sit outside.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You should feel blessed that's all that was in there was cars, because most husbands, it's a whole...
Oh, yeah. No.
That's right.
We had everything that we couldn't think of where the hell to put it.
Yeah.
It was in there.
Yeah.
So it got cleaned out, and now it has... cutting tables and sewing machines and fabric walls.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. So, I love it. That blanket or quilt, sorry, that thing, as soon as I walked in today, like I was just like zoned in on that. It's beautiful. You guys need to come down here to the shop to check it out. It might not be here by the time you see this episode because it is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, as soon as I looked at it, I was just like, how does somebody come up with a pattern like that? Like, and I was wondering if it was something that you've seen or whatnot, so I loved how you were able to explain it because I had no idea.
It changes. It's a moving target.
That's unbelievable. Very, very cool.
So, I cannot guarantee that when someone says to me, I want you to make this.
That's right. Yeah. That's what
I will always have a waiver on my form that says within my creative mind.
100%. We're the same way with like the podcast and like stuff that we do.
Absolutely.
Like because it's up to interpretation.
Yes,
there are
it
certain
is.
Clients that hire like my marketing company to get a specific thing. And if it's like a oil company, then yes, I understand what you're going for. But when it comes to like an ad or something creative that's going on, if it's a creative
different.
Project, there needs to be room to breathe.
Yeah.
So
I have a lot of
A lot of creative choices. That's right.
This
that's right.
is what's on my wall at home right now.
Oh wow! Tanner, I'm going to try to show this to the camera. I don't know if we'll be able to get it. Look at this. This is nuts. Can you see that? That's beautiful. Wow. That's unbelievable. I love like I said, when people think about quilts, or people when I think about quilts, you think square.
Yes.
You know?
No.
And that's the furthest thing from square.
And I have another one that is actually a quilt, identical to it,
right.
but I've added more to the top and to the bottom,
right.
so it now has 75 inches of length that you can curl in and whatever.
We need some quilts and blankets for the studio, I think.
That would be a wonderful thing.
There you go. Listen, Tanner just hit me with his watch. That means that thing's about to die.
Yeah.
But listen.
Thank you.
Before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So let's start there first. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
McMurry has always been known, or has, in my experience, been known for handwork. But most of us hide our stuff, or we don't think it's good enough to market.
Mm.
Because the reverse to that is people look at it and say, oh, I can get it at Walmart for $50.
Right.
Congratulations. My quilts cost over $200 in materials.
Yes.
So you have to take into consideration the cost, the time, the creative angle for any person that you are buying things that have been handmade.
Yes.
Handmade is different from buying from China.
That's right.
So the prices are going to be reflective of that.
That's right.
And hopefully you are also getting the quality, because all of my stuff, you can machine wash and dry, and I guarantee it's not going to fall apart.
Okay, good. There you go.
There we are.
To know.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, listen, the reason these episodes are 20 minutes is so that I can have people back again and again and again. There's so many more things that I would like to talk to you about, so please don't be a stranger. We would love to have you back on the show again, please.
Anytime.
Awesome. I'm going to hold you to that.
I've been doing this since I was 17.
I'm going to hold you to that. All right. Before McMurry, with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie. Thank you guys for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.